it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Free for all Friday, heading into the weekend. A cold front is coming. And I don't want to call it a cold, a cool front. A not so warm front is coming through here. It's going to make things a lot more pleasant by Sunday and Monday. So it's great news. In the meantime, it's hot as hell today, but you know, we'll get through it. And the cool fronts that really bring change are probably a couple of weeks away, but they're coming. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on Free for All Friday. I've got some calls to get to, hungover from the last hour, so I'll get to those here in just a minute. A big high school game tonight as high school football gets underway in Louisiana. This is a West Bank battle between Division I state champs Edna Carr and Division II state champs Archbishop Shaw. That is going to be one heck of a game. And, you know, it's going to be warm. It's going to be warm for high school football tonight, but it's going to be cooling off soon. We have an article on our website, WWL.com, titled, Can the Saints Prove Their Doubters Wrong in Kellen Moore's Coaching Debut? Now, you know, the Saints appeared to be pretty boring in the preseason. No creative play calling. And all of that was cool. Because, you know, they don't want to show anything to the other teams. Spencer Rattler is the Saints' starting quarterback. I have confidence in him, and I hope you do too. But we'll do an instant text off here in a few minutes just to see how our audience feels about the game Sunday. The Saints start a new season. They start a new era Sunday at noon in the Caesars Superdome, taking on the Arizona Cardinals, who really want to make up for some bad years the last couple of years. And Kyler Murray seems healthy and ready to go. And, man, that little dude can run. He can run. And the Saints defense, suspect in, you know, some ways, they're going to have to make sure that he doesn't break loose. And, you know, it might be third and short. And, man, he just goes 50 yards down the field. They got to stop that from happening. Chase Young, unfortunately, is not going to be there to help him because he's injured. And, you know, when I think about the injuries in football and in basketball today, it seems like athletes are training better than ever. But why are there so many injuries? I guess just the players are just bigger and tougher. But it just seems like some of the simple injuries, and you know, you hate that, like Chase Young was injured in practice, and a couple of people in the league were injured during preseason, and they're out for the year. And that's just really, really discouraging. And when it comes to a championship team, luck has to be on the side of that team, because injuries can stop a team from reaching their potential. So Spencer Rattler said he's excited about the fresh start and the new opportunity. And, you know, he's never really had, you know, more than two games with Chris Olave or two games with Rashid Shaheed. And, you know, the offensive line has to protect him and give Rattler time. But Rattler last season, I know he's 0-6 in the regular season with the Saints, but he just didn't have key players around him. He's got Olave. He's got Rashid Shaheed with him now. And he can also run. But the Saints are a 6.5 underdog at home. And in the NFL, that's a big point spread. And New Orleans is one of only three teams that doesn't have one primetime game. And I guess they think that because of a new coach, new quarterback, and young quarterbacks, we don't deserve that. But we have a chance to prove them wrong. And I'm going to be optimistic about the Saints against the Arizona Cardinals. And I think they're going to surprise the Cardinals and win the game. We'll talk about it on Monday. And if they lose, we'll talk about some of the positive things that we saw. But I'm looking forward to witnessing some of Kellen Moore's play calling. He was the offensive coordinator for last year's Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. And I met him briefly at a press conference and had a chance to talk to him very briefly when the Eagles were in town for the Super Bowl earlier this year. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do because he's got an explosive mind in terms of offense, but he also understands the basics. You got to run the ball. And, you know, one of the big problems for the Saints may be the offensive line. But I'm going to be positive and hope that they do well. I want to mention that, you know, yesterday we started a new feature every Thursday on the show at about 3:30. We're going to talk to Kevin Todd of Sports Brokers. And Kevin Todd was telling me that the people who take your bets, they hate Kevin Todd. They hate Sports Brokers. Because Sports Brokers is giving you winners, and it means that the bookies, the people who take your bets, they're losing. Yesterday, Kevin Todd said, if you call this number, I'm going to give all of your listeners a free pick to just start our feature. I'm going to give all of your listeners a free pick. And a lot of you called. And anybody who called yesterday and got the pick, and the pick was take Dallas plus 8 points against the Eagles. If you went along with Kevin Todd, you won money. Because the Eagles won by 4 points, 24 to 20. So Kevin Todd was right. And if you went along with his bet, you won. All right, here's the phone number. He's got picks for college games, and he's got picks for the NFL this weekend. And the number for Sports Brokers, Kevin Todd, is 888-320-7517. Call him and get his picks. Now, you know, look, you know, nothing is a sure thing, and anything can happen in a game. But Kevin Todd seems to be really, really good, and I'm proud to have him on our show. And he was right last night. Take Dallas plus eight. And if you made that bet and took that free pick from him last night, you won money. And he's trying to turn outcomes into incomes. So the phone number again is 888-320-7517. And it's sportsbrokers.com. So, Coleman, I want to ask you a question before we get to these calls. Sure. I had a doctor's appointment before the show today, and I'm in the waiting room, and there are two practices in this on this floor of the building, and there were probably 15, maybe 18, 19 African American patients in the room, and there was one white guy. It was me. So all these people are waiting. You know, they're on their phones and they're doing stuff and they're waiting. I sit down. My seat is barely warm and they call my name. And I get up right away and go to the back. I don't want those people to think that I got preferential treatment because I'm white or because I'm Scoot. Would you have thought that if you were in that room and you're one of the African-American patients, and the white guy comes in, you've been waiting 45 minutes, the white guy comes in and gets called right away?
Scoot, you know I love you, right? You know,
yeah.
We've known each other for a while, right?
Yes.
Had I been one of those African-Americans sitting there, and I've never seen you before,
yeah.
As soon as I saw you, I would say, yeah, give that guy preferential treatment. That guy, he looks like he's half. Look how pale he is. First of all, you are very pale, and you don't have a lot of meat on your bone.
Get
you're
this
like
guy
a skeleton
to,
walking
get this
in.
Guy like, to
please,
the back.
Get this guy, please. Help him out. Put an IV in his vein or something.
But look, no, but here's what happened. There were two different practices. So all of these people were for one practice, and I was for the other practice. So they called me right away, not because I'm white and not because I'm Scoot. They called me right away because my practice just, they didn't have any patients in the waiting room, and all these other people were waiting for the other practice. But I felt that tinge of guilt thinking, I don't want them to think that I'm getting preferential treatment.
Did anybody say anything?
One guy tried to tackle me, but...
You're not one of those guys that suffer through white guilt, right? Are you?
No. Well, I don't want to say it wasn't. I don't think it was guilt. I think it was more, I don't want them to think that I'm getting special treatment.
All right. So I compare it to this. It's sort of like if I'm getting into an elevator with a woman that I don't know. I am kind of cognizant. Like I make sure my arms, even though I have no intentions of doing anything, I still feel like she may feel like I'm going to do so. So I kind of feel that, even though I shouldn't feel that way. So I put my hands to my side. I make sure I look forward. I make sure I do everything in my power to make sure when she gets out that elevator, she cannot say that I did her anything, even though I have no intentions. And she may not feel like I have intentions. It's just that little tinge that I have.
I understand that. In fact, you know, I'm more likely to say something to somebody who is not. All right, let me put it this way. If somebody is just really hot and really attractive and I'm alone in the elevator with them, I'm less likely to say something because I don't want her to think I'm trying to come on to her.
Okay, well, if she's attractive, I may try to get a phone.
I just might.
But other than that, if it's a strange woman, I'm not
honest. No, I'm kind of like you. I don't, you know, I'm reluctant to say something because, you know, you can't help women for being the way they are because, you know, so many guys try to hit on them that, you know, they're just reactionary. You know, they think that, you know, you say hi to them and, you know, you're trying to come on to them. But, you know, like if you're a female, I mean, a lot of guys, you know, they're just saying hi. They're just maybe just being nice to you and they're not coming on to you. But I know that attractive women get hit on all the time and they're sick and tired of it. And they're sick and tired of dumb guys trying to hit on them. And if they say something nice back to the guy thinks, oh, she's into me. You know, so sometimes we're just, you know, trying to be nice. All right. Oh, by the way, let's clear up this thing about the big spit, the spit last night. So I have never seen this happen. It was so disrespectful and disgusting. But last night, the first play, kickoff, there's an injury. And one of the Eagles players was it an Eagles player? I don't remember which player, the Eagles or the Cowboys. I forget which. Anyway, a player was injured. And so Jalen Carter, like the defensive star for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts. No, it was Jalen Carter. Yeah, Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter walked over to the huddle for the Dallas Cowboys and got Dak Prescott, the quarterback's, attention, and they ended up being helmet-to-helmet, face-to-face. And then, as you know, they started to separate a little bit, and then Jalen Carter hocked a loogie that hit Dak Prescott in the chest. I've been hit! I'm hit! I mean, it was in slow motion. The loogie comes out. The loogie's flying through the air. Boom! It hits his chest. It was truly disgusting. It was truly juvenile. Somebody called earlier and said that Dak Prescott spit first. Well, okay, here's what I've learned. Dak Prescott spit on the ground, not at Carter. But Carter took that personally, I guess, and spit on him. So there's a total different thing here. Now, I don't know what Dak Prescott's intent was, but players spit. Players spit all the time. You know, you see it in baseball, you see it in football. I remember Bum Phillips, when he was coach of the Saints, Bum Phillips used to chew. And he would spit on the floor of the dome. And, I'm thinking, you know, that disgusting spit on the artificial turf? I mean, it's not sinking down into the ground. It's not sinking down into the dirt of the earth. It's right there on the carpet. And Bum Phillips, you know, he always wore a cowboy hat, but he never wore a cowboy hat when he was playing in the dome, because he said his mother told him to never wear a hat inside. Well, I always wondered why his mother didn't tell him not to spit on the carpet, because Mom Phillips was always spitting on the carpet. So anyway, if Dak Prescott just, you know, spit on the ground, I mean, that's one thing. But to spit at him and for the loogie to hit him, you know, that was disrespectful. It was disrespectful to the team, and it was downright disgusting. And the NFL really should fine a Jalen Carter for that. And I think there's going to be a fine, but we'll see what happens. But, you know, that was just a very inappropriate way and just a terrible thing to do to your team. I mean, the Cowboys were in a position to beat the Super Bowl champs from last year on their home turf. And if C.J. Lamb hadn't, you know, dropped a pass or two, they might have won the game. But Dallas was in a position to win. And one thing that might have made it easier for Dallas's offense to just run down the field and score on the Philadelphia Eagles was the absence of Jalen Carter because of that stupid thing he did.
Yes, good. Mike from Mississippi called earlier, and he asked about the mouthpiece rule.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I Googled it, and it says, no, I hope Mike's listening, and Mike in Mississippi. It says, no, the NFL does not force a mandatory mouthpiece rule. Mouth guards are not required equipment and are not even recommended by the league in their official rule book. And apparently there was a NFL Players Association. They said it should be optional because of the – sometimes it could be a discomfort to the players, or maybe even a what you call that, a hindering when they're trying to breathe heavy breaths and all that. So it's not mandatory. It's optional.
I think that should be an option. I mean, if they want to, you know, possibly lose teeth, I mean, those guys can pay for implants. They can pay for new teeth. And sometimes the new teeth look better than the teeth that they had. So I don't think that should be mandatory. All right. So look, as we think about the Saints game on Sunday, I want you to have a positive attitude. And I want you to think about this being a beginning. We're not going to necessarily start out on top, although I think we're going to win Sunday. It might be a little rough, but we're building. We're building. It's the climb. And the climb starts this Sunday at noon. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. All right, if you're on hold, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. We'll get to you coming up on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1991...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Poison guitarist CeCe DeVille was kicked out of Poison after he wrecked their performance on the MTV Video Music Awards. CeCe DeVille came out playing Talk Dirty to Me instead of Unskinny Bop, which they planned to do, and he was kicked out of the band. He rejoined the band 5 years later. You know, when I talked to Brett Michaels on the air, he told me that he and CeCe actually got into, like, physical fist fights, like, backstage. I mean, they had a really... really tough relationship, but anyway, this is the day that CeCe DeVille got kicked out because he played the wrong song. All right, let me get to your calls. I'm sorry that I've kept you on hold. Let's go to the French Quarter. Rocco, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Rocco, look, I'm 81 years old, nothing to do.
Well, that's all right. I still consider you to be important, and I don't like keeping you waiting, so thanks for hanging on.
That's all right. Well, let me tell you, I saw you at Rock and Roll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember seeing you recently.
And you gave a shout-out to a good friend of mine, a Sagona girl, Linda.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. Linda used to, for years, Linda did my hair, and she did a great job with it.
Well, anyway, you were talking about before. Oh, I've just come out and put my Jimmy Choo off, too.
Oh, cool. You bought some Jimmy Choo?
Jimmy Choo, yeah. And the one from South Africa. I mean, South Africa. You know what I'm talking about. Dubai,
yeah.
Or whatever. It's
yeah, Dubai is nice.
And it was
good.
The list. Oh, I get more compliments on that $50 Jimmy Choo instead of $100. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's good. Perfume Headquarters has the best prices, and, you know, you're going to get compliments when you wear the right thing. And I do recommend Jimmy Choo because it's a popular brand, but it's very good.
No, but anyway, I got a good one for you. You wonder where all the protest songs are.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you where they are. And I sat for Johnny Mathis. I sat for Queen. I sat for all the ones. The ones that were just in, you said 69, I was there. You might have been there. You know, up in the river, that was a great, great show. It was with Janis Joplin and everybody was there. A whole bunch of people. Anyway, all the protest singers, all the acrobats and all them, the real heavy-duty dudes from 25 years ago.
Yeah.
You know where they at? You know why you don't hear them? They're all voting for Trump. Ain't that sad? It's a sad... Come on.
Well, there always have to be, but music is a great way to express, you know, opinions that are contrary to the government. Music is a great way to protest, and we've always had protest music over the years. I mean, there wasn't a lot... I don't remember there being a lot in the 80s, but man, 60s, 70s, a lot of protest music. But, you know, Rock, I know some of them did vote for Trump, but there's always that segment of the music world that is doing anti-government songs. And somebody pointed out earlier that they don't hear many of them recently. All right, Rocco, I appreciate
All right, man. Be good.
All right, man.
I'm all right.
All right. Thanks for calling. James on the North Shore, thank you for hanging on. Welcome.
All right, man. I appreciate you getting me on a scoop, man. It's getting hot in this truck, man. I have my windows up so I can hear y'all, but I ain't got no AC, man.
Man, I'm sorry. You got to open those windows.
Yeah, man. I will see if they got the phone. Say, first I'm going to start up with football. They got that taunting penalty this year. They had it last night on one of them players when he flexed his muscles at the quarterback once he tackled 15 yards. So the Saints, watch out for that, man. Don't go flexing and getting them 15-yard penalties. That really set us back.
Good advice.
Yeah, we got to watch out. Yeah, we got to watch out for that. And if you're betting, one of the best bets you can place on is anytime touchdowns. Because you can go through the guys you know who are pretty much going, like Saquon Barkley. You can pick out some of the guys, you know, from Kansas City, New Orleans, and bet those guys. And you can get a parlay going, which can pay pretty good on $1 or $2. So that's a good betting tip right there. All right? And as far as protest songs right now, Eminem has put out some new stuff in just the last 7 months, who really got some diss tracks going after Trump and his administration. And I've been listening to him. It's pretty good stuff. And he's got some pretty good raps going after them on that. And then you have Ministry. I've called before about Ministry. They put out all the albums have always been anti-fascist, when it was Bush, when it, you know, now there's Trump. And they got some really good songs out there. And another thing you can do is AI music. Can you hear that?
Now you can do, wait, what with music? James, I think we lost James. Are you with us, James?
Yeah, I'm playing some music on my YouTube real quick and all that. I was seeing if it would go through.
It didn't go through. But,
okay.
But you can do AI.
You can do your own AI. I created my own AI songs, anti-fascist, whatever you want to make. And they make some pretty darn good songs. You can get out there and push your own music have your own policies and own thoughts out there. And another thing I want to say real quick, speaking about the phone, is we need to get that case back to the Supreme Court that made Trump basically a king by giving him all the rights that a president can't be arrested, because I think they were trying to protect Obama and Bush. Obama especially needs to come out. Look, man, they're the president. They're the main guy. It should be on them to take that charge if you're going to be arrested or not, instead of putting it on all of us, all 300 million people. Yeah, we got to take that charge now.
You're
the man, you're the president, and if you were going to commit crimes, you should be able to handle them crimes for your constituents instead of putting it on all of us to have to take that price.
Yeah. All right, James, look, I appreciate the call. And, you know, when you talk about making your own music, we're just talking about, you know, where are the songs in mainstream music that are protest songs like we had in the 60s and 70s. And there are a lot of reasons to protest today, but a lot of the songs seem to be missing. All right. It's Friday, beginning of the weekend. I hope you have great plans. Again, there's a football game on tonight. Not sure what time it starts, but it's in Brazil. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We are coming right back. So if you're on hold, hang on. And also, we're going to get Coleman to do some of your text messages on WWE.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, all right, it is Friday afternoon, and soon this is going to become Friday night. I'm going to watch that game tonight. I don't know, maybe go out after, but I'm going to watch the game tonight, and looking forward to the Saints game. All right, look, we're going to try to get to this earlier. Didn't get to it, but let me talk about it now. This week, Tucker Carlson said that Pete Buttigieg, he was the transportation secretary for Biden, and he was a Democratic presidential candidate briefly. He's a gay guy. He was a mayor of some city in Ohio. Was it Columbus? I forget. Anyway, he was a Democratic presidential candidate. Didn't win, dropped out of the race. But Tucker Carlson Not that I really respect him at all, but Tucker Carlson says that Pete Buttigieg is a fake gay guy, and he wants to ask him some very specific questions about gay sex to determine if Pete Buttigieg really is gay. Well, how does Tucker Carlson know these specific questions to ask to determine whether or not somebody's gay? Is Tucker Carlson gay? I mean, if he is, I'm not criticizing him. It just would be interesting because I don't know. I don't know that much about him. But it sounds like he knows the questions to ask. And what would those specific questions be like? Would they be questions like, do you own a box of songs, the box set of songs by Bette Midler? Do you like Gladiator movies? Do you like the smell of a men's locker room? And I'm taking this from the movie Airplane. Would you rather play pool or shop for shoes? Or would you prefer a shot of whiskey or a pedicure? I mean, I think these are some of the basic questions that might be asked to determine if somebody is gay. But I just, you know, I think it's interesting that Tucker Carlson seems to know the questions to ask to determine if somebody really is gay. Let's go to Larry. Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call. You and Coleman, appreciate it.
Sure, thanks, Larry.
So, I got two things for you. I agree with you with the New Orleans Saints. New head coach, man, let's get down with it. I talked to Mike Dettillier last night at the Treasure Chest, and the Saints are going to go 27-17 and win this game and show New Orleans what we got in the new coach. And Rattler, if they leave Rattler play his game, he's an awesome quarterback. Let him lose. Let him go.
I think he's got great potential. I would not be surprised if there's a play or two in there that allows Rattler to run the ball because he's got that capability. But, you know, we don't want the guy to get hurt.
Right. And my other thing I have for you, I agree with you in one way. And another way, I don't want to say I disagree with you. I was told by someone that was watching the game, I didn't watch the game last night, that Zach Prescott, the quarterback of Dallas, spit on the Eagles logo, and that's disrespect for the Eagles, and they're going to bounce back on you for something like that. I don't know if it's true. That's what I was told.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's true.
But a grown man shouldn't be spitting on somebody else. And kids look up to that.
Well, I agree.
You have a great weekend. I'm going to let you finish up. You have a great weekend. We love New Orleans like you, and we love your show.
All right, Larry.
Go Saints.
Thank you, man. Yeah, apparently there's a lot of rumors going on, conspiracy theories about what really happened. But, look, there's no doubt that Jalen Carter of the Eagles spit on Dak Prescott. And, you know, did Dak spit on the Eagles logo? I don't know. I don't have evidence of that. If he did, well, that's wrong. But if he just spit on the ground, and that was the reason that Carter spit on him, you know, no, you don't do that. And Carter deserves to be punished, and I think the NFL is going to work to try to improve sportsmanship in the NFL. William in Mandeville, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, William.
House of the Rising Sun refers to Orleans Parish Prison, which used to be yellow, and it was also where it was set. You could see the horizon and the sun coming up.
I wouldn't know that, but that's interesting. You know, I have read over the years that it was either about a brothel or a prison, and it just seemed like it was more likely about a brothel, but you say it was about Orleans Parish Prison.
Yes, a sheriff of Orleans Parish Prison shared that information with me many, many years ago.
Yeah. So. Well, all right. I appreciate that. Yeah, I always like to get the facts right. We were talking about this because this is the day the song was number one, I think, in 1964. This band from the UK, The Animals. You know, they were kind of like the bad boys. You know, the Beatles were the clean-cut boys back then. The Animals and the Rolling Stones, you know, they weren't as attractive. They weren't as polished. They wore different clothes. And you know, they were the bad boys. You know, the Beatles and Herman's Hermits and the Dave Clark Five. Those were the good boys. So, you know, they had the good boys and the bad boys back then. But we were talking about the song, The House of the Rising Sun. It was a song that goes back to the 1980s. It was first recorded in the 1930s. And clearly a cover song. Bob Dylan did it on his debut album, I think it was 1962. but the song became a huge hit for the Animals. It was number one on this day in 1964. You know, we've just had a great week. I hope you join me on social media, Scoot on the Air Facebook, Scoot on the Air Instagram, and I try to get to as many messages as I can. I admit I'm a little behind, so if you've sent me a message and I haven't gotten back to you, I'm going to do the best I can to get back to you. Download the Substack app, and it's going to be beneficial for you in general, but I would love for you to become one of our subscribers. I post videos and we post things on Substack. Just go to Substack, download the app Substack, and then search Scoot on the Air and subscribe, and you'll get all of the videos and all the stuff that we post there. I've already posted a video there for today. I'll post another video after the show. Look, I think the Saints do really well Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think it's going to be an easy game, but I'm really excited to witness the game plan of new coach Kellen Moore. I'm excited about that. I think we're going to see some creativity, but I think he's going to show a lot of respect to the basic running game. And you know, the running game makes the passing game better. And you know, if you've got a running game, that just makes everything a lot better. But you know, one of the big concerns for the Saints this year is the offensive line. And it just seems like this is an issue, a soft point for the Saints every single season. And it is really, the offensive line is the core of the offense. It's really the core of the team. So our defense is going to have to do a good job, but I think the Saints beat the Cardinals. We will be here to talk about it Monday afternoon. LSU beats Louisiana Tech, and I think Tulane beats South Alabama. All right, I'm Scoot. We're going to come back to wrap up the show, but it is the beginning of the weekend, and I hope you're looking forward to an exciting weekend. And that exciting weekend, as I always say, might mean you have nothing planned. I have nothing planned, but I know I'm going to end up doing stuff. And we'll get back together Monday afternoon. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show on WWL. Okay, weekend is here for me, and I just hope you have a great weekend. Join me Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock, because what happens on the weekend never stays on the weekend, and we make sure of that. All right, join Saints legend Deuce McAllister, voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, live from Rouse's Market in Marrero. They're there this afternoon for the premiere of Fans and the Pro. And then later at 7, join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden for the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup presented by Acadian Ambulance and Dr. Pepper on WWL and the Odyssey app. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, our studio producer today, Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Courtney P. But as always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Hey, have a great weekend. Stay safe. And man, if you drink a little bit and you drink a little bit too much, make sure you get another ride home and don't drive. I want you back here on Monday. I'm Scoot. Have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.